Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Monday, August 10th. We do have rain in the forecast through tomorrow, so we'll get our full weather forecast as we begin the week for meteorologist Dan Holliday coming up in just a few minutes. As the president pushes for development of a COVID-19 vaccine by the end of the year, one health expert says we can expect the first versions may not be 100% effective.
The FDA says a vaccine that may be at least 50% effective against COVID would be one it approves to get a vaccine into circulation. Dr. Tom Inglesby, director of the Center for Health Security at Johns Hopkins, said on NBC's Meet the Press, that's not an unusual approach to take in development.
Many of the vaccines that we use are not perfect. They don't prevent every case of disease. But if they prevent a substantial portion of disease, then that can help us get to a point where most of us are protected.
Inglesby says that creates a herd immunity, which can work to slow spread among the masses until a more effective vaccine is created. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Firefighters battled a Wichita mobile home fire yesterday afternoon.
Wichita and Sedgwick County firefighters extinguished a mobile home fire Sunday in the 3400 block of West 53rd Street North just after 4 p.m. Fire officials say a small building and a carport also caught on fire. According to the fire department, a mother and her four children were inside the home when the fire started, but were able to make it out safely. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Reaction in the nation's capital after the president signed four weekend executive orders focused on the coronavirus.
The president said Democrats were not willing to negotiate on evictions, relief payments, and unemployment benefits. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer disputed that on ABC's This Week, saying it was the administration that has been inflexible.
I said to them, this means it's your way or the highway, and they basically said yes. That is not the way to create a deal.
Some say the orders circumvent Congress. White House advisor Peter Navarro on NBC's Meet the Press said they have the authority.
And I'm confident that every single one of those orders which cleared through the Office of Legal Counsel will stand up.
The president says he anticipates court battles over his actions. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Kansas Congressman Dr. Roger Marshall tells KNSS News he's humbled by the number of people who voted for him in the Republican primary.
You know, Kansans are much smarter than the Washington, D.C. swamp thought they were, that they could see through the attack ads. And I'm just blown away by the margin of victory and how many people got out and voted. So thank you, Kansas.
Dr. Marshall is a guest on the John Whitmer Show, heard Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock on KNSS. Several units from the Wichita Police Department stopped a party bus on Kellogg after a large fight at an East Wichita nightclub.
Police say the disturbance occurred after midnight Saturday at Midnight Rodeo, located in the 10,000 block of East Kellogg. Officer Kevin Wheeler tells KSN-TV that multiple 911 callers reported around 50 people fighting in the club's parking lot, and some were armed. Police found three people outside of the club with minor injuries, and then learned that several suspects boarded a party bus that left the club before WPD arrived. Officers located and stopped the party bus near Kellogg and Washington No arrests have been made thus far, but the incident remains under investigation. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A Sedgwick County Sheriff's deputy has been arrested on suspicion of misdemeanor domestic battery. The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office says that 27-year-old Kelly Geiger was arrested after a disturbance with an intimate partner who she shares a residence with was reported. Sergeant Lannon Thompson said that Geiger has been placed on administrative leave while the incident is investigated. Geiger has worked with the Sheriff's Office for 6 years. What's going on with gambling in Oklahoma? Why might it be good for you to get a cold? We also have the full weather forecast coming up, and the wit and wisdom of Earl Pitt is on the way. Our big show is underway here on this Monday morning with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
KNSS.
With Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And as we get the work week underway here on this Monday morning, we'll be keeping you updated throughout the day on traffic conditions in the Wichita area. And Jad Chambers will keep you up to date. Jad?
Well, this morning we've got some, at this time anyway, we've got some very small, very isolated storms kind of making their way through the Wichita area. Fairly fast moving, too, so you may see some wet roadways out there this morning on your commute. Traffic condition to watch for. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Oh, and that was a severe thunderstorm when it was west of here.
Yeah.
In Kingman and Reno counties, but not by the time it got to our neck of the woods. All right, let's check that full weather forecast here on this Monday morning with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A frontal boundary is sliding south across central Kansas, and that's going to be the focus for thunderstorms throughout the next several days. We had a complex of storms roll into the area this morning. We'll likely see some more development later on this afternoon. Some of those storms may be strong with a high 98. Showers and thunderstorms into the evening, our low 70. Morning storms Tuesday, then 92. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we do have some of those scattered rain showers and thunderstorms in the area. A little bit of a gusty wind out of the west as storms make their way through Sedgwick County in the Wichita area. It is currently 76 degrees here on this Monday morning with some rain and thunder in the area here on this Monday. The Steve and Ted poll question is always available for you anytime, 24/7. It's right there on the front page of our website, knssradio.com. Make sure you check that out because it's always there for you and got a lot of great news items. And you can take the poll question in a very popular poll we've had this month. August is National Sandwich Month. What is your favorite sandwich? Tuna salad bringing up the rear at 4%. Peanut butter and jelly, 6%. Grilled cheese, 10%. Roast beef, 11%. That would be me, roast beef.
Mm.
Turkey, 11% as well. Ham, 13%. And still the runaway leader, the BLT, at 44%.
Ah, I see.
The bacon, lettuce, tomato, still well on top of our poll question here on National Sandwich Month.
Well, such is the power of bacon.
And we will continue to let you vote on that. If you want to weigh in, go to our website, knssradio.com.
I know people gave me a lot of grief over the ones that have been left out.
Well,
it's an interesting talking point. If I could add a sandwich to that poll, what would you add if you were going to vote for one?
I don't know. Bologna seem to have some sort of traction.
Yeah, that's true. Bologna's got some traction.
I mean, people would probably say chicken salad.
Maybe so,
would be
yeah.
Something that would be hugely popular. Egg salad. I mean, there's just so many options.
Right. I was just asking you, which one you would...
Oh, would I include?
Yeah.
Probably bologna, I guess.
Probably bologna?
Yeah.
I don't know if I was getting...
I mean, some people would say club sandwich.
Yeah.
Hugely popular.
Yeah.
Even though that's pretty similar to a BLT.
It's a little bit. It's actually just kind of a mixture of the ham and turkey sandwich that are already on the pole.
So you got a lot of options.
I like a good club, but I could say Cuban sandwich, and you could say, well, that's... kind of a ham
specialty.
Sandwich, but yeah, it's a
more
specialty
item, like a Monte Cristo. There's all sorts of...
Exactly.
You can just keep going on and on.
I decided to keep the poll question ones kind of plain.
Right, you can only go so far. A protracted legal battle continues in Oklahoma over gambling rights for Native American tribes.
A group of four Oklahoma tribes now asking a federal court to void gambling compacts between the state of Oklahoma and two other tribes, agreements that were already invalidated by the Oklahoma State Supreme Court. The Cherokee, Chickasaw, Choctaw, and Citizen Potawatomi Nations arguing that the U.S. Interior Department broke federal law by allowing agreements between Governor Kevin Stitt and the Comanche Nation and the Oto Missouri tribe to take effect, allowing sports betting, card, and table games. A federal judge ruling last month that gambling compacts with the Cherokee, Choctaw, and Chickasaw Nations signed 15 years ago automatically renewed on January 1st. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Well, there's no cure for the common cold. Researchers think getting sick from it might help you fight off the coronavirus.
Remember that cold you had back in 2015? That cold might just be your secret weapon against the coronavirus. A new study looked at blood samples collected between 2015 and 2018. It found a type of white blood cell known as T cells that respond when exposed to the virus. They say T cells have long memories, already know how to fight the virus, and encourage your body to churn out antibodies to knock down COVID-19. The lead researcher says having these T cells doesn't mean you're immune from COVID. For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House call for health. I'm Lillian Wu, Fox News.
The United States added 1.8 million jobs in July. That's a pullback from the gains of May and June. Little evidence that the resurgent coronavirus is stalling hiring and slowing an economic rebound. With confirmed viral cases still elevated in much of the nation and businesses under continued pressure, many employers appear reluctant and or unable to hire. Even counting the hiring of the past 3 months, the economy has now recovered only about 42% of the 22 million jobs it lost to the pandemic-induced recession. That's according to Labor Department jobs report. Boy, any story that begins with these three words, I got to check it. A German nudist.
Okay,
so
we got to
check out what that means.
I'm interested. Good headline.
A German nudist has had the last laugh after giving chase to a wild boar that ran off with a bag containing his laptop. Pictures posted on social media show the naked man running after a sow and her two piglets, much to the mirth of fellow bathers. One woman says she took the pictures. She wrote that the man gave his all. She says spectators clapped when he returned with the yellow bag. She later showed the man the pictures, and he laughed loudly and authorized me to publish them.
Huh. It's a very strange story.
The naked man in Germany running after a sow and her two piglets after they took his backpack, which had his laptop in it. Just eight circumstances that you'd think would never come together came together. Of that incident.
Just needed to check his email, maybe.
There you go. It is 6:18 with Steve and Ted on KNSS, and let's take a look at what's going on in sports. And we have arrived at Championship Day for the National Baseball Congress World Series as the 86th version wraps up tonight in Wichita at X Stadium. Last evening, we had the Losers Bracket Finals, the last two teams facing elimination. The Cheney Diamond Dogs beat the Hutchinson Monarchs 10-3. So the Monarchs eliminated, and that sets up our championship matchup tonight. The Santa Barbara Foresters and the Cheney Diamond Dogs at 6 o'clock this evening. Now, Cheney has already lost once, so Cheney would have to win twice tonight to win the title. Santa Barbara only needs one win to claim the NBC World Series championship. So if Cheney does win that first game, there would be another one to follow. These two teams did meet recently. The Foresters did beat the Diamond Dogs 5-1 on Saturday night in the Winners' Bracket Finals. Now they meet tonight for the championship at the National Baseball Congress World Series. NASCAR racing in Michigan yesterday. Kevin Harvick, the winner. Kansas native Clint Bowyer led this thing for the first 40 laps, but he had a tire issue at one point and couldn't quite get back into it. He finishes in 14th place. Bowyer moves up one spot to 12th place in the overall standings. It's his 11th top 15 finish of the season. So that's your NASCAR rundown for the weekend. Kansas City Royals baseball action yesterday up at Kauffman Stadium. The Royals hosting the Minnesota Twins, and the Royals going for a sweep of the Twins, who came into the weekend as the number one team in Major League Baseball. You heard the action yesterday afternoon over on Sports Radio KFH.
Now he's ready to go. Here comes another 3-2. Swing and a ball well hit. deep left field, down the line. It is gone. A long home run from Michael Franco. And the Royals' lead is 4-2. He unloaded on that pitch, and the strong wind doesn't hurt. But Franco, the co-leader in extra base hits in the American League, coming in, now has his fourth home run. And it was his 600th career hit, and we have a winner in our Sonic Slam contest as the Royals' lead is 4-2.
And that would be the final score. Three-game sweep for the Royals over the Twins. The Royals are now on a four-game winning streak. Rookie pitcher Brady Singer got the first win of his career in the major leagues. First-round draft pick by the Royals just a couple of years ago. And Kansas City gets to enjoy that four-game winning streak with a day off today. Pro golf, the first major of the season. The PGA Championship was held over the weekend in San Francisco. A foggy, chilly day in San Francisco yesterday did not deter the winner. 23-year-old Colin Morikawa, a former participant in the Wichita Open, captured his first major, and he's only, like we said, he's only 23. Some of the action yesterday on CBS.
Little tap in, Nick. 64, final round. And a California kid is the new star in the game of golf.
Colin Morikawa, just think, 4 years ago, he was a freshman at Cal, and he took part in the Wichita Open and tied for second place and went to a playoff, a couple of playoff holes to decide that one. 4 years later, he's ranked number 5 in the world, and he just took home about $2 million for that win yesterday at the PGA Championship. Colin Morikawa. Hey, I don't have great news if you're a KU or K-State fan looking forward to college football this fall. It apparently is seeming less and less likely there will be a college football season this fall. Commentary from ESPN's Heather Dinich, ESPN.
I am told that no decisions were made tonight in the conference commissioners meeting, and the Big Ten presidents also met tonight. I was told that there was not a vote. My understanding is from multiple sources throughout various conferences that there is a hope that there can be a collaboration amongst the Power Five if their respective presidents do decide this week to cancel or postpone fall sports, that the five major conferences can figure out a way to announce this together so that no one does have to be the first or the last.
So they're still talking about it, and sure, a decision will be made, looks like, this week about whether or not there will be college fall sports coming up in the next few months. And that's sports with Steve and Ted on KNSS. We're coming up on 6:23 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Make sure you keep it here for traffic and weather. And women are doing one thing in particular to stay more healthy than men. I wonder what that one thing is. I guess we'll find out coming up with Dr. Sanjay Gupta in just a couple of minutes. KNSS News Time, 6:23.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.